Righting decades-old issues has put the Redway Community Services District, RCSD, in the hot seat and the future of a spring-fed waterfall in question. RCSD is addressing water rights issues and district boundary inconsistencies after it was brought to the current administration's attention that the district has been providing water to the Meadows Business Park outside its official place of use for over 30 years. This revelation has triggered a broader effort to clean up old records, align district boundaries, and finalize water rights permits into licenses. Ed Voice, a former Southern Humboldt resident known for his tenacious advocacy for the South Fork Ill River, discovered the place of use discrepancy with the Meadows Business Park. In November of last year, Voice alerted RCSD General Manager Cody Cox about the issue and suggested that the district file a petition to adjust the district's POU to include the business park. RCSD did not act on this suggestion. On March 7th, Voice notified Cox and the RCSD board that he would be filing a complaint with the California Environmental Protection Agency. In his March 13th general manager's report, Cox informed the board that he had hired Jenny Short from 4J's Consulting to address Voice's complaint, quote, regarding our water rights, place of use boundary, and whether RCSD is serving customers outside of our place of use. In addition, we are asking to get electronic copies of all annexation documents associated with adding the Evergreen Business Park on Evergreen Drive to RCSD's jurisdictional boundary. This was likely decades ago, but we are hoping that there is access to those files, end quote, Cox wrote, indicating he believed the Meadows Business Park had been annexed into the district. At an April 24th board meeting, Short stated that records indicated the Meadows Business Park was originally intended to provide water to the business park from an on-site source, with RCSD only providing sewer services. Though all the necessary permits and environmental studies were done for the development project, at some point a change was made to source the business park's water from RCSD instead of the on-site source. However, RCSD never filed the necessary request to annex the Meadows Business Park into their place of use boundary, a step that went overlooked for three decades. To remedy the issue, Short recommended filing for a minor change to the district's place of use boundary to officially include the Meadows Business Park, estimating the cost to be around $4,000. As part of this process, RCSD also discovered inconsistencies between boundary maps maintained by different agencies. The district is working with Short to reconcile these differences as part of the place of use adjustment. Additionally, two water rights permits that were never finalized into licenses are now under review. One for a river diversion of 441 acre feet per year, and the other for an unnamed spring, which has not been used for water supply in about 15 years. The unnamed spring, which feeds a scenic waterfall into the South Fork Ill River, has become a focal point for community concern. The spring is recognized as a critical cold water source for the river, particularly during low flow periods, benefiting local salmon populations. On August 20th, Ed Voice also raised concerns on Redhead Black Belt in a letter to the editor about the environmental impact of licensing the spring's water rights, writing, quote, I am very concerned that RCSD's proposed action will diminish the waterfall and significantly decrease the spring's cold water influence into the South Fork Ill River, end quote. In response, RCSD Board Chair Art McClure responded with his own letter to the editor, emphasizing the district has no intention of resuming water diversion from the spring. He stressed that the current application is an administrative move to finalize a process that should have been completed years ago. Quote, we do not plan on ever using the spring, McClure stated. In fact, we are protecting it and the waterfall, which is a cold water source for the South Fork of the Ill River, end quote. Short echoed McClure's statements, explaining that the district is preserving its water rights. Quote, water rights are always an asset for the agency and for their customers, Short noted. It is the board's responsibility to protect the customer's right to potable water while caring for the river and making sure that it remains sustainable for both the people and the aquatic species that need it, end quote. Though all those involved seemingly agree that the spring should be protected, Voice believes if the district has no intention of diverting from the spring, they should let their permit to divert go. Since ceasing to divert water from the spring in 2008, RCSD has relied on the Ill River diversion to meet its water needs. However, the district inadvertently exceeded its permitted river water diversion allocation in past years due to misunderstandings about the permit's terms, according to Short. RCSD is now seeking to extend the development period for its river permit, aiming to secure an allocation closer to the 83 million gallons recorded in 2011, rather than the 73.2 million gallons permitted during the initial development period. Quote, bottom line, the RCSD board is merely preserving the water right for a diversion that began in the 1930s for the town of Redway, in case it is needed in the future, Short concluded. I believe that once you let it go, it would be nearly impossible to get it back. This extension is intended to ensure that the district can meet future water demands without drawing from the spring. End quote. While the unnamed spring's water right remains a valuable asset, RCSD lacks the infrastructure to treat and store water from the spring, making it impractical to use under current conditions. Any future diversion would require approvals from regulatory agencies, which would impose stringent conditions. The place of use adjustment, boundary realignment, and finalization of water rights permits are critical steps in this process in ensuring compliance and sustainability for RCSD's future. However, the district faces potential challenges, including the possibility that the Department of Water Resources might be delayed during the public comment period for the place of use change and the water diversion permit extension, which could lead to a lengthy and costly review process, ultimately impacting the RCSD ratepayers as the district brings their documents into alignment with their actions. RCSD's decisions in the coming months will have significant implications for its water supply strategy and relationship with its ratepayers. We will continue to update as this story develops. Reporting for KMA News, I'm Lisa Music.